Numbers. Chapter 10. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, Make you two trumpets of silver, of a whole piece shall you make them, that you may use them for the calling of the assembly, and for the journeying of the camps. And when they shall blow with them, all the assembly shall assemble themselves to you at the door of the tabernacle of meeting. And if they blow but with one trumpet, then the leaders, who are heads of the thousands of Israel, shall gather themselves unto you. When you blow and alarm, then the camps that lie on the east side shall go forward. When you blow and alarm the second time, then the camps that lie on the south side shall take their journey, they shall blow and alarm for their journeys. But when the congregation is to be gathered together, you shall blow, but you shall not sound an alarm. And the sons of Aaron, the priests, shall blow with the trumpets, and they shall be to you for an ordinance forever throughout your generations. And if you go to war in your land against the enemy that oppresses you, then you shall blow an alarm with the trumpets, and you shall be remembered before the Lord your God, and you shall be saved from your enemies. Also in the day of your gladness, and in your solemn days, and in the beginnings of your months, you shall blow with the trumpets over your burnt offerings, and over the sacrifices of your peace offerings, that they may be to you for a memorial before your God, I am the Lord your God. And it came to pass on the 20th day of the second month, in the second year, that the cloud was taken up from off the tabernacle of the testimony. And the children of Israel took their journeys out of the wilderness of Sinai, and the cloud rested in the wilderness of Paran. And they first took their journey according to the commandment of the Lord by the hand of Moses. In the first place went the standard of the camp of the children of Judah according to their armies, and over its host was Nashon the son of Amminadab. And over the host of the tribe of the children of Issachar was Nethanel the son of Zuar. And over the host of the tribe of the children of Zebulun was Eliab the son of Helon. And the tabernacle was taken down, and the sons of Gershon and the sons of Merari moved forward, bearing the tabernacle. And the standard of the camp of Reuben moved forward according to their armies, and over its host was Eleazar the son of Shedeur. And over the host of the tribe of the children of Simeon was Shelumiel the son of Zurishaddai. And over the host of the tribe of the children of Gad was Eliasaph the son of Deuel. And the Kohathites moved forward, bearing the sanctuary, and the others did set up the tabernacle before they came. And the standard of the camp of the children of Ephraim moved forward according to their armies, and over its host was Elisama the son of Ammihud. And over the host of the tribe of the children of Manasseh was Gamaliel the son of Pedazur. And over the host of the tribe of the children of Benjamin was Abidan the son of Gideoni. And the standard of the camp of the children of Dan moved forward, who were the rear guard of all the camps throughout their house, and over its host was Ahiezer the son of Amishaddai. And over the host of the tribe of the children of Asher was Pagiel the son of Ochran. And over the host of the tribe of the children of Naphtali was Ahira the son of Enan. Thus were the journeying of the children of Israel according to their armies, when they moved forward. And Moses said unto Hobab, the son of Reuel the Midianite, Moses' father-in-law, We are journeying unto the place of which the Lord said, I will give it to you, come with us, and we will do you good, for the Lord has spoken good concerning Israel. And he said unto him, I will not go, but I will depart to my own land, and to my kindred. And he said, Leave us not, I pray you, forasmuch as you know how we are to encamp in the wilderness, and you can be our eyes. And it shall be, if you go with us, yea, it shall be, that what goodness the Lord shall do unto us, the same will we do unto you. And they departed from the mount of the Lord 3 days' journey, and the ark of the covenant of the Lord went before them in the 3 days' journey, to search out a resting place for them. And the cloud of the Lord was upon them by day, when they went out of the camp. And it came to pass, when the ark moved forward, that Moses said, Rise up, Lord, and let your enemies be scattered, and let them that hate you flee before you. And when it rested, he said, Return, O Lord, unto the many thousands of Israel.